nobody would hear us then. At 91.5 FM, he would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks. We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm
gonna one day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all the to cut this off.
All right, we're finally here on the town with Mikey D. This is Smitty Smitty. I am so excited to be here. Joel asked me back in August if I would guest host on this particular night, and I said yes, and it is my honor and my pleasure to be here. I have all kinds of fun music for you, and I can't wait to get started, but before I start playing anything, I just have to pay homage to Mikey D. I was so fortunate and lucky to be able to play in Studio D back in 1989. Yeah! And, you know, what he built here, his loving memory and his just passion for the local Boston music scene just continues to this day. And the fact that Joel has continued on and been the torchbearer for this show week after week all these years, really just thank you to him. Thank you to Mikey D. And also a special thank you to Andrew Wilson, who is helping me negotiate this board, which I'm doing for the very first time right now. So I'm very excited about that. And my reward for all this passion and hard work of curating all these songs is I get to type in all the bands and the songs and the labels and the year they were done. That's going to be fun. And I apologize on any misspellings in advance. So, all kinds of things to play. I'm definitely going to tell you about many of the bands that I'm playing tonight because I've known many of them for a long time. And I figured, what better way to start off the show with a gentleman and his band who I've known here in the Boston music scene for many, many years. And I figured no better way to start the show off than playing a little Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. I do hear it here. How come it's not coming out up there? Tragedy waxed and stitched to perfection. I'm the moth, she's the flame, she's the spider. Turn this off. Disempowered and disconnection. Take me for a ride. She's a bitch on the takeoff. She takes more than she deserves. Figure out the mix and let you slam it to the floor and ease you into the curve. Take me for a ride. She's outside. She's outside. I can hear her transmission. She's hoping I won't drown. Set on the town with Mikey D with Smitty Smitty as your guest host. That last song we heard was from the ever so talented Linda Bean and her own personal Linda Bean party from the Chelsea Curve. It's a song, Come On, Jamie Come On, which I had the pleasure of doing the video for them, and we had a great time doing that. Before that was another amazing, beautiful person that I play with, Joellen Yanis, and Steve Pregoda from Cold Expectations, and that song is a brand new song. It's a brand new holiday song that I think is actually officially coming out this Friday called Coat of Snow. And before that, we heard the ever-talented, you know, just beautiful human being, Gene Dante and his band, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and we started that set off with She's Outside. We have all kinds of fun music to get to, so why don't we just keep this going, and I'm going to play another friend of mine from up in Portland, Maine, a band called Tiger Bomb. All right, we are on a roll here. So many of these bands are playing definitely are very dear friends of mine, and I'm so happy I'm able to play them. The band I just played for you are the Flash Cubes, and I've known those guys forever. I played in a bunch of international pop overthrows with the Flash Cubes, and the guy I know best in that group is Paul Armstrong. I love him to death, so I knew that when I was doing this show, I absolutely had to get the Flash Cubes in there. Before that, another very dear friend of mine who I love, and I told him to his face that if we were in the 70s instead of the 2000s, he probably would be an international superstar. And I'm talking about John Pajita and the International John Pajita's International Airport. And the song was Santa, Santa, What's in Your Bag, a holiday favorite. It was already in the computer, so it's clearly been played here before. And he had a guest vocalist by Amy Correa, who also sang on the debut CD by Smitty Smitty and the Feztones. She sang on a couple of songs, so I know her, and she's beautiful. Before that is another local superstar who I love to death. My better half, Lucia, loves this person, Andrea Gillis. And she did a beautiful cover from Jay Giles called I Don't Need You No More. And before that, another artist who I love. She actually hails from Detroit, but she's lived all over the world. Linda Mandolin and her band Tiger Bomb playing the song Closer. So the other beautiful thing I get to do here at WMFO on the Town with Mikey D is to do a station ID. So let's do one right now. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And the other beautiful thing I get to do is read PSAs. They do have them queued up on this thing called a Rivendell system. But that's another thing for me to have to learn. I just rather read them. So if I botch it up, forgive me. But here it goes. Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence or anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, another one for the book. Books, let's go. So, it just so happens, keeping with the theme of people that I know and love, this next individual has a brand new song out now. He has a song I did a video for over the summertime, and he is a band and an artist that I met in the mid-80s when I first moved here in 1985. So we're going to start off this set with a song by Sal Baglio and his band, the Amplifier Heads. I swear to God, we're going to do that.
Anyway.
All right, a three block from Sal Baglio. Now, as it just turns out on that, over the, last 20 years, I've had the honor and the privilege to sit in and play drums for Sal in different configurations of his musical projects. And we've actually done a little bit of traveling. We went all the way down to Nashville to play an international pop overthrow show together. And he really is just an amazing individual. And so his new project now that he has is the Amplifier Heads. But working backwards, being the old school guy, when I first got here to town, he was playing in the Stompers. So I went out and I found a song by them called Never Tell an Angel When Your Heart's on Fire. And before that, we heard a sort of new song from the Amplifier Heads called Glamorama. And just like with the Chelsea Curve, I was privileged and happy to help Sal with a music video for that. And that came off his CD release, Saturn Aliens. And we started the set with a brand new song called Rock Rules, out right now by the Amplifier Heads. And that's off the record Rectifier. And so, Sal, I hope you appreciate. I love that I played it, but I hope you appreciate I played it. So on the next block that we have coming up, it just so happens that being the front person of one band and the drummer in another band, we have brand new singles by both bands coming out at the end of January on a label called Code 213 Records. It's not released yet, and I talked to the owner and proprietor of Code 213 Records, Dennis Chunning, and he said, well, you can't leave the music behind because we're really not going to release it until January, but if you want to do a teaser play of these singles for tonight's show, please feel free and be welcome. So I am going to play some brand new singles, and I'll describe what you listen to on the other side. This is MFO in Mefford.
You got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on.
Yeah.
got your mother in a whirl. Not sure if you're a boy or girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
Simple man, I'm the Duke of Earl. I wash your
All right. So I'm running a laptop, a Mac laptop on a PC environment here at WMFO, and the people in the three bands that I just played these songs on definitely noticed that it was playing the songs a little too slow. I have no idea why, but I'm taking this moment to turn off my iTunes and reboot the computer and get back down to where we were, and hopefully we will have rectified that problem. That was really bizarre. But even though they're playing all the songs in slow motion, the last band that we heard is now, we're going to be in January, a label mate, Key of Caustic, with a brand new song called Watch It Burn. It's a single, and it'll be coming out or is out on Code 213 Records. And before that, we heard a future single from Little Billy Loss called Wash Your Sins Away. And that will be coming out on Code 213 Records. And before that, definitely a slowed down version of Rebel Rebel, a cover that Smitty and the Festones, we originally did a quarantine cover of it a year ago for a fundraiser. We did a video. We had all the band members shoot video of themselves, record themselves at home, and we pieced it together for a fundraiser for all the Boston local music venues to help out with that. And it turned out so well, when we went into the recording studio, I decided, you know what? I know I got to pay Mr. Bowie some publishing rights on it, but let's go ahead and record that song. And